Novell Open Audio brings you BrainShare from the Tech Lab.
Hi, this is Aaron Quill. I'm here at BrainShare 06 with Jeff Price. Jeff, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Jeff. And Jeff, I pulled you aside today because I want to hear about the session that you've been doing here at BrainShare.
Well, I've been doing a different type of session this year, something that has a lot more fun quotient to it than straight on business, you know, related to our product lines. And it's open source and Myth TV, subtitled How to Replace Your Windows Media Center Edition with Myth TV Project and OpenSUSE.
And I've heard about Myth TV, but can you give us just kind of a brief overview on exactly what Myth TV is?
Sure. Myth TV is, you know, short for the Mythical Convergence Box, taking all of the media opportunities that you have for consumption, whether it's music, TV, videos, etc., and converging it to one place, like a home theater, and giving you the opportunity to interface it in ways that you want to with a remote control.
Okay.
So it's a home theater. It's a TiVo on steroids, if you will.
So it, like, goes out and it records programs for me? And...
Absolutely. Multiple episodes. It works with MySQL, another open source database, and actually it will record session based on a schedule that you choose. It downloads program data from your local providers, or based on your local provider's zip code and what providers are in your area. Lets you record it once, or you could collect the entire Seinfeld collection in a matter of probably days, based on, you know, how syndicated that is. But very flexible, and it's open source, so it gives an opportunity to contribute as well.
Cool. So what exactly are you covering in your session?
Well, I cover basically what is Myth TV, how it compares to some of the commercial offerings, the closed source offerings. Obviously, there's some benefits with it being open, and I go through three methods, the easy, the intermediate, and the advanced methods, touching briefly on the advanced because I only have an hour. So it's 4 hours of content crammed into an hour session.
Which is pretty typical for a lot of these BrainShare sessions. We just have so much information we're trying to get out.
Absolutely, and this can touch on the insane level of Linux, you know, build from source, or in some cases the easy. Here's a CD ISO, download it, put your hardware together, drop it in, and 20 minutes later you've got this Myth box ready to help you with your media consumption.
Cool.
So I kind of go through all those pieces, how to configure the applications. It has a web interface and templates for phones and wireless devices, so you can, if you forgot to tape your favorite show and you're in Fiji, you can log into your box at home and make sure it's recorded for you. Has other things available to shrink that media to other formats. I've got custom versions of these transcode utilities that'll converge it to my PSP or video iPod or however you want to use your media.
And I assume I can real easily script or somehow, maybe hopefully not even with scripting, this is like menu-based, right?
It is. It has a user interface that's mainly built to be converged with a single remote, or if you pick up a pretty low-cost universal remote, you can get rid of every remote and still be able to consume a lot of information the way you want to.
Cool, but the idea is I can schedule this to record a show, a program, whatever it is, and already have it ripped in a format that's good for my video iPod or
Absolutely. Whatever
as soon as I get up in the morning, come home at night.
Absolutely. It's front-end, back-end, it's client-server, so you could have multiple back-ends with multiple capture cards, you know, capturing HDTV streams or standard analog streams, pulling out the commercials, converting it to other formats. It's all based on your budget, really, and how many front ends you want to have consuming that data at the same time.
So actually, budget is one thing I want to talk about real
quick,
because that freaked me out a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Freaked me out in a good way. I looked at Myth TV a couple years ago, and it was kind of cost prohibitive because of the price of some of those capture cards.
Right.
And some of the prices you were talking about with the capture cards yesterday,
yeah,
blew my mind.
Yeah, they've come way down. I use a lot of the Hopog series. They've got the 150, the 250, the 350, the 500. Basically, it's just a little bit of differences in some of the features they put in. But going out to PriceWatch or Newegg, you can find these for about $80.
That's just unbelievable.
And they are fully supported under Linux. We even ship with OpenSUSE the Ivy TV driver for these TV capture cards, and MythTV leverages that. It'll work with DVB capture cards, HD cards, even the old Matrox G series cards. And yeah, it's really easy and not expensive. In fact, storage is the other thing, because obviously video, audio, that will take up a bit of storage, but you know, drives are getting really cheap as well. So good capture card, you know, good hard drive, and a video card with S-Video or DVI out, and you're set to go.
Cool. And in fact, one of the things that I was real excited about was seeing the HD content, because I've been out there, I have HD at home, and I found out real quick that, you know, my TiVo can't handle it.
I
looked at the Comcast PRV, which with HD content was just horrible, to be honest. And it's cool to see they already support HD today.
In fact, the PCHD TV, they're located right here in Sandy, Utah. They make these PCHD TV cards. They're 5-volt PCI 2 spec cards built exclusively for HDTV and exclusively for Linux. They don't have any Windows drivers.
That's cool.
So you can pick those up online. We have a special BrainShare code that you can use to get free shipping on these cards. And I suppose I could tell people what that is.
Yeah, how do we get that code?
So if you go out to www.pchdtv.com to get one of these HD cards, read about it, make sure it's really what you want to do. When you type in, there's a promotion code on the webpage, and you type in SLLUG, it stands for the Salt Lake Linux Users Group, and they'll basically give you free shipping on that card. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so you can also do FireWire capture. It's open source, so if you can imagine something, you can even go out to their wiki and their website, which is www.mythtv, like mythical, tv.org. Hit their wiki and make requests and contribute to the development of this awesome open source project.
That's cool. And for people that want to go out and actually get started, is that the best place for them to start, is going to the MythTV's website?
Yeah, I would definitely read about it. Take a look at some of the features there. There's so many features in there, it can be a little bit overwhelming to understand that you can converge all this media into one thing and do it for, well, free like a puppy, right?
Yeah.
You have to buy the hardware. But, relatively inexpensive. There's no subscription costs. There's, you know, no other hidden costs than the hardware and the storage and what you want to do with it. Read about it. And there's even three methods that I went over in my session. The real easy method. We've heard of Canopix, the kind of live CD type of Linux distribution. Well, somebody put MythTV and Canopix together into this not myth distribution that you can find on the web. It's a single ISO CD, and you put your TV capture card in, your hard drive, and your sound card, and drop the CD and boot it, and it runs through a scripted install in about 30 minutes. You've got your free PVR, et cetera,
cool,
ready to go. So that's the easy method. It's Debian-based, and that's all right. I like the SUSE version because I can do other things with it as well.
Sure. But. Well, hey, thanks a lot, Jeff, and I really want to thank you for doing a session like this and keeping BrainShare interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a lot of fun.